I've always written Read to Lead for everyday leaders because the functions of leadership can be served by anyone. You can lead up or across as well as down, and you can lead in classes, neighborhoods, and homes as well as in business. Today, I share some thoughts I shared over the weekend with a handful of my Leading by Two clients who are running organizations. I believe they're relevant for churches, homes, schools, etc. They're relevant in relationships, too. They just take a little adapting. My clients are much smarter than I and face greater urgency in this moment. Nevertheless, I suggested keeping these three basics in mind. Number one, in the Harvard Business Review, John Kotter famously said about change efforts, over-communicate the vision by a factor of 10. Groups abhor information vacuums and they fill them with junk, fear, and lies. So remind those important to you, A, where we will keep going in the long run, our vision. B, how we'll make decisions, especially in hard times like these, our values. C, what sacrifices you may be making. Up to you, but hugely important in these times. And D, if or how your people and you can do some good somehow, for example, for the aged, for customers, or even for those on your team who may be the victims of a reduction in force. People like to do good in hard times, especially. Point one, then, over-communicate. Point two, scenario plan. Look at various time frames. If shelter-in-place goes national and lasts through 2020, shelter-in-place lasts through the summer, or shelter-in-place hopefully lifts by summer, what changes are key in those situations? And number three, SWOT, S-W-O-T. This classic analysis has never been more important than now. A, strengths of your organization. Important for strengthening morale and for looking at point C below, opportunities, by asking who are your big picture thinkers, who can help see opportunity, or what connections do you have that you'll need to reinforce, or what do you do that you need to keep on doing? Pay attention to your strengths. B, weaknesses. Where do you need to address existing problems that could really hurt you in these times? C, the O stands for opportunities. What's happening out there that you can position yourself to help with? In times of disruption, opportunities arise. We had all adapted to all kinds of things. Sometimes the adaptations were not so great, like moving so much manufacturing offshore or polluting the air through unnecessary travel, or in a simple way, not eating together as a family. So out of disruption, opportunities abound. Look for them. And finally, D, the T, threats. What are the biggest dangers out there for your people and your business? The virus itself, contracting budgets, losing work, your loved ones at risk. What or whom do you need to focus on, even or especially because it's kind of scary to look at threats? I wish you strength and hope as you lead with your best self.